That was Cool Super with their track Apo Sunk here on 2SER 107.3. You're listening to The Daily with me, Annie Lewis. Now, Australia is one of the most multicultural and diverse societies on earth. More than 25% of us were born overseas and we speak over 270 different languages. But when we watch the news or turn on the radio, most of the time the voice we see or hear is a white Australian. That is the contention of Dr. Maureen Faruqi, who has, like many other people of colour in the public eye, consistently spoken out against their lack of representation in the media. Dr. Faruqi is also a Greens MLC in the New South Wales State Parliament, and she joins us now on The Daily. Maureen, good morning.
Good morning, Annie. So lovely to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, just first off, do you think that people of colour are deliberately made invisible in the Australian media?
I think it's, a known fact for some time that we do have a real lack of diversity. And whether it's deliberate or not, I think whether the exclusion is deliberate or not, I think what we need to do is to make a really deliberate effort to ensure that the diversity that makes up Australia, the richness that makes up our streets, you know, and our homes, is actually reflected in the media. And, you know, like you said, many people have written about it, have spoken about it, have spoken about the lack of, diversity on panels we have on television shows. But for me, it kind of really hit home again over the summer holidays, where I did have a very fantastic opportunity to have a bit of a staycation at home. And I did flick through channels and through magazines. And you know what? There was quite a stark contrast between American shows and Australian television and even UK television, where you actually see that diversity not as a token representation, but actually part and parcel of how the media industry is there. So I think that's what prompted me to bring it out into the media again.
And just on that kind of the token character, there does seem to be a theme within Australian entertainment media, very few inclusions of people of colour. And when they are included, their depictions are very one-dimensional. So we have that token character. Why do you think this is the case?
So exactly as you said, I think if I can use the word skin deep, it is really skin deep. You might see like a Pakistani or an Indian background person being portrayed, for example, at the desk in a service station, you know, or the nerdy Asian. And I think that that is, again, because we haven't embraced that diversity. We haven't actually seen the intrinsic value of it. If you look at, in contrast, and I'll keep contrasting a bit with the UK and the USA, there actually are deliberate strategies. For example, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has diversity enshrined in its charter. And United States, there are diversity officers in the film and TV industry. So I think when we look on screen, we've also got to look behind the screen as well. And I think that's a real problem as well, that we don't have people from different backgrounds, people of color, actually doing the roles of creatives or writers or producers or directors. And this was highlighted by a report in 2015 or 2016 by PricewaterhouseCoopers, where they said that 82.7% of the national entertainment and media workforce are monolingual, speaking only English at home. And I think that is where the problem also starts. That's why we see a tokenistic picture. We don't really see the stories behind those people at all. It's, you know, a brown face maybe replaced for a white face. But what we really need to see is the depth of those characters. We've got plenty of talent in the ethnic community. But it is hard. It's a hard, tough industry. Like, no one will argue that media and entertainment is a tough industry. And that's why we need to make sure that we, you know, foster diverse talent, that there are specific funds available, for instance, or there are internships available. Because people do want to see people like them on screen, in magazines. And I have spoken to many young women, especially from the background that I come from, which is South Asia. And I never realized that, but they often tell me how good it is to see, you know, a brown person, let's say, on television or in parliament, because we can relate much easily to each other as well.
Now, in recent times, we've often actually seen quite disproportionate attacks on media personalities who don't necessarily conform to kind of a general idea. They present an idea that might be slightly different, you know, for instance, such as Yasmin Abdel-Majid and Waleed Ali. Why do you think these people are so intensely targeted for what, you know, if a white Australian came forward and said something similar, it could be just seen as a minor indiscretion?
Mm-hmm. A minor indiscretion, or sometimes, you know, when people say things which others don't like or it doesn't fit within their worldview, you often see that as well. I mean, I think part of the story is racism. I think you have to admit that. That is definitely part of the story. Mm. And I think it's exacerbated when the leadership in this country for many years, the political leadership, hasn't actually stood up and confronted those sorts of comments by others in the media. And I think that's a real problem we have. I mean, I go to Pakistan almost every year. And in recent times, I have to say, I've been kind of embarrassed when almost every single person I meet has said, you know, why is Australia so racist? When for years, kind of, I had defended this country, which is my homeland now. But it is becoming harder and harder. And I think this is it. You have to face that reality. Mm. And unless we do, you know, we can't address it.
Mm. Now, if you've just tuned in, we're chatting with Greens MP Dr. Maureen Faruqi about the inadequate depiction of racial minorities in the media. Maureen, you just sort of talked about we need to kind of face the fact that we do have a problem with racism. So would you say then that Australia is an inclusive society when it comes to minority groups, or not really?
I think it depends on, I guess, different ways of looking at it. Mm. But for me, I definitely have seen from the time that I came here almost 26 years ago to now, I have seen Australia change for the worse in terms of how we view, how we support people that are now migrating to the country and people of color. So they have, and it's hard enough to come into a new country and settle in without having much support, or even you know, when people start criticizing you. So I think there definitely I see is, for me, my belonging to Australia, I think, is challenged a lot more now than it was when I came here 25 years ago.
Mm.
So that has definitely changed. And again, I come back to, you know, I think there needs to be a deliberate effort. I mean, we are so lucky. We are so lucky to have these amazing variety of people living in Australia and mostly living in harmony.
Mm.
And we have been for a while, but, you know, the project of inclusivity is ongoing always. We always have to make sure that, you know, we are keeping an eye on it. We have to support new communities that come in to settle into Australia. And we have to have, you know, the fair go for everyone. And, you know, multiculturalism is a value that most Australians actually do hold dear.
Mm.
But the voices that are against it are, I think, becoming a little bit louder.
Yes. And just as a final point, you said we kind of have to work on making sure that we are inclusive. So what do you think can be done to address the inadequate depictions of people of colour in Australian media?
So there are some really good initiatives that have started up in Australia now. For example, ABC and SBS certainly have diversity policies.
Mm.
And the Screen Diversity and Inclusion Network was launched, I think, in July last year. And I think that's an excellent step forward. There's also another NGO called Media Diversity Australia, which was also launched last year. And that seeks to promote balanced representation in Australian media. So I think that's really fantastic. But I think there has to be an effort from free-to-air TV as well. And especially a lot more funding that needs to be put from the government into these initiatives so we can foster that diverse talent. We can provide more opportunities to the talent that exists in Australia. I mean, I think stage is a lot better in some ways because I've been to many stage plays throughout the years which have fantastic actors from different ethnic cultural backgrounds, but they need opportunities and it has to be a deliberate effort to embrace that diversity.
Hmm. Well, Maureen, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily. As you said, we do need to be talking about this issue and we really appreciate you talking about it with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. That was Greens MP Maureen Faruqi speaking to us on The Daily about the current state of multiculturalism and also representation in the Australian media. So we're coming up to 11:30 on The Daily. We're going to have the news headlines with Victor in a few minutes, but I've got a track to take us there. This is from Mogwai. This is Foot Face.